you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil. Politicians in the right order at the right time, you can train the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
Your body is a machine, a ridiculously complex, self-repairing, 4-billion-year-old biological machine, but a machine nonetheless. Blueprint, DNA, parts that wear out, organs, required maintenance, medicine, owner's manual, recently discovered in a drawer you hadn't opened for 200,000 years. You've only had the service manual for about 20 years. Before that, you were just shaking it and hoping. Death is a technical problem. Every religion and philosopher has sold you the same story. Death is natural and inevitable. Very comforting. Also wrong. Death is a mechanical failure. Your body breaks down over time. Aging is damage accumulating faster than your self-repair mechanisms can fix it. Every disease, every ailment, every slow decline into decrepitude is an engineering problem. Engineering problems have engineering solutions. You just keep filing them under philosophy instead. You are a self-repairing meat robot. Your DNA is 3 billion letters of code. Not like code, it is code. You've learned to read it, the Human Genome Project, and you're learning to edit it, CRISPR. You are mechanics who finally found the service manual under the seat. Every day, your body proves it's a machine by running a maintenance routine that would make a German car engineer weep with joy. You replace 330 billion cells daily. You repair 10,000 DNA damage events in every cell every day. You rebuild your entire skeleton every 10 years. You are not a static object. You are a pattern that persists while matter flows through you, a machine constantly rebuilding itself. Aging is the rebuilding process starting to cut corners. You are literally falling apart at the molecular level, all the time, right now, while reading this sentence. It's like being a sandcastle at high tide, except slower and with more paperwork. You've already started fixing the machine. Exhibit A. You can grow new parts. A kid in Michigan has a 3D printed windpipe keeping him alive. You print custom titanium skulls and jaws. You grow bladders and blood vessels in labs and install them in humans. You're manufacturing replacement parts for humans on a printer. The same technology you use to make novelty phone cases, you're using to make throats. If that doesn't prove you're a machine, I genuinely don't know what would. Exhibit B. You can reprogram your cells. In 2006, Shinya Yamanaka figured out how to turn adult cells back into stem cells, any cell, from anywhere in your body, back to factory settings. This means your skin cell can become a heart cell, your blood cell can become a brain cell can become any other cell. It's like discovering every part of your car can transform into any other part. Need a new transmission? Just reprogram your air freshener. You won a Nobel Prize for figuring this out, then went back to mostly not using it. Exhibit C. You're debugging your code. Gene therapy is literally debugging human software.
Luxturna, 2017, fixes blindness caused by the mutated retinal pigment epithelium, or RPE65 gene, through a single injection that restores sight. Zolgensma, 2019, fixes spinal muscular atrophy, allowing babies who would die before age 2 to walk. Chimeric antigen receptor, or CAR-T therapy, 2017, reprograms your immune system to hunt cancer, achieving complete remission in incurable cases. You're not treating symptoms anymore. You're fixing the actual code, like finding a typo in a recipe that's been making the cake explode and just correcting the typo. The car restoration analogy. Think of your body as a classic car. You already know how to fix or replace many of the parts. Joints, like worn brake pads, you can replace them. Arteries, like clogged fuel lines, you can clear them with stents. Hearts, like a dead battery, you can transplant them. You're making progress on the harder stuff, too. Cancer is like frame damage, and immunotherapy is your new welding torch. Alzheimer's is a bad transmission, and you're finally starting to understand the gears. Why death is just deferred maintenance. When a classic car dies, what really happened? 1. Owners stopped maintaining it. 2. Small problems accumulated. 3. Systems started failing in cascade. 4. Eventually something critical broke. 5. You didn't know how to fix it. The only difference, you always know how to fix the car. The proof that aging is reversible. Nature already does it. Planarian worms. Cut one in half to get two worms, both younger than the original. Naked mole rats live 10 times longer than similar-sized mammals and don't get cancer. Bowhead whales live 200-plus years with no signs of age-related disease. Hydra, biologically immortal. If aging was mandatory, these creatures couldn't exist. Nature solved aging. You just need to steal the answer. You're good at stealing things. You've had empires. You've already reversed aging in mice and human cells. You've done it. Significant lifespan extension in aged mice using Yamanaka factors. 30-year epigenetic age reversal in human skin cells. Vision restored in blind mice, not slowed. Reversed, like running System Restore on Windows, but for meat. And unlike System Restore on Windows, it actually works. The mechanisms are understood. You're not waiting for a breakthrough, you're waiting for funding. The hallmarks of aging, all fixable.
Scientists originally identified 9 hallmarks of aging, later expanded to 12. Every one is a mechanical problem with a mechanical solution.
1. Genomic instability leads to gene editing, CRISPR. 2. Telomere shortening leads to telomerase activation. 3. Epigenetic alterations lead to cellular reprogramming. 4. Protein dysfunction leads to autophagy enhancement. 5. Nutrient sensing leads to metabolic manipulation. 6. Mitochondrial dysfunction leads to mitochondrial replacement. 7. Cellular senescence leads to senolytic drugs. 8. Stem cell exhaustion leads to stem cell therapy. 9. Altered communication leads to system recalibration. And the 3 newer hallmarks you discovered since. 10. Disabled macroautophagy leads to autophagy inducers, rapamycin analogs, spermidine. 11. Chronic inflammation leads to targeted anti-inflammatory therapies, senolytics again, plus IL-6 inhibitors. 12. Dysbiosis leads to microbiome restoration, fecal transplants, precision probiotics. 12 problems, 12 proposed solution pathways. You're not waiting for magic, you're working through a checklist. You love checklists. Why you haven't been fixed yet? It's just money. The Manhattan Project for not dying. The Manhattan Project cost roughly $30 billion, adjusted for inflation, and took 3 years. Result? Nuclear weapons. You moved fast when the goal was killing 200,000 people in an afternoon. You spend $67.5 billion per year globally on all medical research combined for everything. Cancer, Alzheimer's, heart disease, aging, rare diseases, everything. That's your entire not dying budget. The economics of mortality. Here's why you're still dying. Pharmaceutical companies make money treating disease, not curing it. A cured patient is a lost subscriber. Insurance companies profit from the current system. Military contractors have better lobbyists than dying people. Dying people are busy dying. Your PAR mechanic has better diagnostic tools than your doctor. A 1% treaty fixes this by making cures more profitable than treatments. The conclusion: your body is not a mystical entity. It is a machine. Every disease is a broken part. Every death is a mechanical failure you didn't fix in time. This is not a metaphor. This is literally what is happening to you right now. You can read the blueprint, DNA, edit the code, CRISPR, and replace the parts, organ transplants. The bottleneck isn't knowledge, it's priority. You have millions of untested repairs sitting on the shelf gathering dust while you fund new ways to make other machines stop working. The question isn't whether you can fix the human body. The question is whether you'll fund the mechanics before the warranty expires. And I should mention, the warranty is expiring.
Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, please leave a really good rating and review. It doesn't have to be true, they don't check. So we overcome the pro-war algorithmic suppression and find someone with more spare time for ending wars and diseases. But if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials and vote on the 1% treaty. If the treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.90 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye. Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials, and vote on the 1% treaty. If the treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.90 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.